Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The gyrations of just broadcasting a game from an analyst perspective.
Buenos tacos, yeah, amigos.
Amigos, that's right. And I thought it was really interesting for me to listen to him explain to Tom Brady all the things that are going on in the broadcast booth. And you can't truly appreciate it unless you're in there doing it on a daily basis. And Chris said because of his penchant for preparation, he really felt that eventually he's going to be really good. But he's just got to get used to all the moving parts. And instead of just learning about one defense as you are the opposing quarterback getting ready for that team, you now are learning about two offenses, two defenses, two sets of special teams, coaches, storylines, player situations, injuries. You're dealing with your producer, you're dealing with your director, you're dealing with your play-by-play guy, you got your stats guy in there, you got the spotter in there, you're looking at your telestrator, and there's a million things going on. So I thought that Tom did a smart thing by calling a number of broadcasters just to get their advice, and I think he's heeded some of that advice because he's gotten better significantly from week one to week two.
Yeah, and I hope he's really good at it because I've always been a Tom Brady guy. I respect the hell out of him, and I don't want him to go the way of Booger McFarland and Jason Witten.
Or Joe Montana, for that matter.
Or Joe Montana or Emmitt Smith. Or there's a number of guys that tried it and were horrendous at it, and then you remember that part of their career as a failure, and I don't think Tom's going to fail. I don't know. There's something about him getting made fun of in that broadcast booth that bothers me because he's done everything so well in his life, and I hate when. I mean, he wasn't good in that first game, and I'll be fair.
But he was better. I don't know if you heard the second game.
Not as much as the first.
Much more succinct and better. And you know, for us as the viewer and the listener, we got to get used to his voice. You know, we had all these great voices in the past. From John Madden and Pat Summerall to Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen going back when I was playing.
Joe Buck now.
Bob Trumpy, Joe Buck now. Even like Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth. I mean, we're used to those guys. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo.
Al Michaels.
We know their names.
Yeah.
I have nothing against any of those guys. As a matter of fact, they all are very good. And I thought Al actually did a good job on Thursday night. I thought he still had his fastball and the game wasn't great, but I thought they were good. So, and I expect them to be good tonight too as well. But I think he's going to be good. We're not going to get a lot of personality other than him and Burkhardt bantering back and forth, kind of like Buck and Aikman, I think.
Yes, right. I mean,
they're going to be more Buck and Aikman than they are anybody else, I think.
Yeah, eventually. But I mean, it took a long time for those guys to get that comfortable with one another, too. I mean,
yeah, become friends. You hang out. You go on vacation together. The next thing you know, you're just sitting there and you're two really good friends doing games. After 20 years of being together and knowing everybody in the league, it becomes like second nature to you.
Yeah. I mean, in those guys, it sounds very, very comfortable. So, yeah, I mean, it is interesting. And I'm sure that Tom, you know, you could prep all you want and think about how it's going to go all you want, but you don't really know until you're in there doing it. And I'm sure that first game was a revelation to him.
You know what's going to be interesting to me is that because I thought Greg Olsen was really good. What happens with Greg? I know he's the number two guy at Fox.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, he may get another opportunity to be the number one guy somewhere if one of these older guys decides to retire.
Yeah, I mean, Greg Olsen, I think, got boosted by the idea that he got screwed in a major way by Fox, and people don't like that. You know, like, oh, Greg Olsen did such a good job with Kevin Burkhardt. Now Tom Brady comes in here and he gets knocked down to the number two booth. But I mean,
you got to be realistic. I mean, you know, come on, Greg Olsen, as good as he is, it's not Tom Brady.
But
sorry,
he didn't get fired.
But he didn't get fired. That's right. He doesn't have the gravitas.
And I can guarantee it. I shouldn't say this, but I have a pretty good feeling that he did not get a pay cut to go down to the number two booth. With the amount of money that they're handing out over there at Fox, they didn't cut his pay to go to the number two
booth. I can't imagine that they would have. I think they would have been good to him. Because he was a good soldier. He did Super Bowls, did a Super Bowl for them. And you know, he didn't make waves, didn't bitch and complain. I think he recognized that, you know, he was a tight end. He was a very good tight end, and everybody liked him, and everybody does like him, and I think he does a really good, succinct job when he does the broadcast. But he's not Tom Brady. That's, unfortunately, nobody is.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, Tom Brady could have basically taken any job he wanted.
Yeah. It is true.
Any one of the networks, I don't know about CBS, but any one of the networks other than CBS, I would have said, would have given him an opportunity to come aboard. Now, I don't know whether or not they would have paid him as much money as Fox did, but as you're seeing him in commercials now on these broadcasts and things of that nature, you now know that this is one of the reasons why you would pay him that much money.
Yeah, and speaking, since we're on this, Erin Andrews' contract is up at the end of this season, and she's been talking about it and trying to enjoy everything because it's her last year of the contract. She doesn't know what the future holds. So she's talking about that on her podcast, which, I mean, is the new thing, right? It's like you've got a contract situation in sports and in sports media. You're going to go and talk about it like Ryan Clark did when he went out there and said that he's going to be the best to ever do it, and he's looking to get paid, and he's looking to do less work and get more money for it. And now Erin Andrews is here on her podcast talking about she's got a contract year and all of this stuff. So I'm sure she's going to be fine. She's on the number one broadcast. I mean, she's just probably looking to get
more money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks around and sees, all right, Tom Brady signed a $375 million contract, and I'm on this broadcast, and I've been helping him out. And I'm a well-known commodity. I mean, she's not going to get $375 million, but she's probably saying, let's go. Let's pony up. I'm Erin Andrews.
Well, it all depends
on... I'm the OG.
Yeah, the other thing, too, it does depend on, you know, do they have other opportunities for her, or can they monetize, you know, her podcast or other things that she may be able to do for Fox, whether it be marketing, promotions, shows... You know, who knows? She could probably host anything that they need her to host if they really wanted to.
Yeah.
They could probably roll a bunch of things in there. Unless she wants to work less and make more, like the rest of us. We're the only idiots around here who work more and make less.
Yeah, so it's a it's an interesting world, man, with this sports media stuff, as we talked about Woj leaving his big contract to go and be the St. Bonaventure general manager, Tom Brady, all of that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Erin Andrews and the contract situation. So it's a crazy, crazy world. I mean, there's like the top of the top are getting paid insane amounts of money in sports media. But, you know, then you start trickling down. It's not the same for everybody. But good for them. We like to see that. We like to see these guys make as much money as possible. And you mentioned Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit tonight on Thursday Night Football. And this will be the most that I listen to those two guys. I'll be locked into Jets-Patriots tonight.
Are you watching on Prime or CBS?
So it's on CBS. So they do it. They broadcast. I usually just put on Prime because that's what I'm used to.
Right.
But I mean, I'll put it on CBS. But it's the Prime broadcast. They just put it on CBS, right?
Yeah, in the local markets. Yeah.
I'll put it on CBS. Sure. I'll help out CBS. We love CBS. We're in the CBS family, are we?
We are in the CBS family.
We're on CBS Sports Network. So anytime I can put on CBS, I'm going to put on CBS. You know?
I would say that like we're a tentacle.
We're a tentacle of CBS?
Tentacle, yes.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports Network. Do you look at us as a tentacle of CBS?
No, absolutely not. You're part of it. Part of the body.
So you're a part
of it. Yeah, but a tentacle is a part of it.
Right.
It's just a tentacle.
I guess you're right.
Is the tentacle the wrong word?
I mean,
it's the word that very
it sounds
few
like the wrong
use.
Word.
It sounds like the wrong word. So what would you? What part of the body would you say that we are?
Leg.
Oh, we're a leg.
We're a leg. We're not a heartbeat. You're saying we're not the heartbeat, right?
And we're not the brain.
Even though we're on more than anybody.
Maybe like the kidneys.
The kidneys.
Kidneys.
Interesting.
With the filter.
Yeah, you know, you keep the body going every morning. You keep the network going every morning.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I
agree with tentacle. I know that somehow Steven found that insulting.
And I don't mean that to be insulting. I mean, we're a tentacle.
No, tentacle of CBS. So that's what I'll do. I'll put on CBS.
I mean, we're CBSS.
CBSS.
N.
CBSSN.
CBS.
SN.
SN.
CBSSN.
That's tentacle.
That is a tentacle.
CBSHQ. Tentacle.
Is that a tentacle or is that like a...
That's a tentacle.
Like a freckle.
No, that's a tentacle.
That's a tentacle as well. Okay.
Yes.
All right. What's the more important tentacle?
HQ or CBSSN? You know, they're streaming, right?
Yeah, but you can find
them. We're streaming here too on Paramount Plus, I think. Steven?
Sorry, what was that?
Are we also streaming on Paramount Plus?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
So we're not even a tentacle then. Scrotosack.
Are we the scrotosack of CBS? Steven.
No, we're not that.
Okay, we're not the scrotosack. See, I think that would be a big part of it, though. Like, I mean...
The scrotosack?
Yeah. Yes. Like, if someone says, like, you're the scrotosack of the network, I'd be like, wow, thank you. You know, like there's a lot that goes on there. Like it's we can reproduce content. We're there.
Oh,
we're important.
I see where you're going.
Sell
now,
our
yes.
sperm.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
I mean, I think if someone said you're a tentacle or a scrotosack, I think I'd probably take the scrotosack.
I'll take the tentacle.
You'd rather be the tentacle.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. If you really break it down, like I know there's a negative connotation to the scrotosack.
There's also a negative connotation to the tentacle, obviously, but I wasn't meaning it as a negative.
Sure.
We were part of the family.
Part of the family.
We're like the distant cousin.
Part
Big
of the
sack.
Part of the body.
If I may, a listener told me, and I just confirmed, the game is actually on local Fox tonight.
So oh, it's on Fox.
No tentacle.
Well, we ain't watching it on that.
No. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll put it on.
Right.
I'll put on Prime. So this whole conversation.
Is Terry doing the halftime highlights?
No, I don't think they're dusting off any of those guys. Hey, Stephen Waldron, we just had this entire discussion, and CBS isn't even the network carrying the game, the Prime broadcast. You didn't even know that?
No, I was going to watch on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good, Stephen. Good stuff.
That's amazing. I reached out to one of my CBS contacts and asked whether or not CBS was doing this game because I figured it was Patriots and Jets, so I figured – that it would be an AFC game that would be on CBS. And he told me that, yeah, it's on CBS. Now, that's bad information.
Who's that?
I can't say.
Why not? Gave you bad information.
I don't want to embarrass that guy.
Or maybe we just got embarrassed.
They're treating you like a discarded tentacle. That's what they're doing.
True, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought inside information, but bad information. There's nothing worse than bad information.
I would put that guy's name out there. We just did 10 minutes with bad information from this guy.
Let me ask you a question. Wasn't somebody – I thought I saw somebody was getting hammered for putting out bad information when they thought that she – or they got it from a really good source, and the source screwed that person over.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a tale as old as time, right?
Yeah. So I got bad information. Very disappointed in this person, and I'll make sure that this person knows that.
Okay. Yeah. So just...
it's on Fox.
Yes, locally, if you don't have Prime.
Yes.
But you just put it on Prime. Most people have Prime.
Right. And most people, you get Amazon Prime, you get packages, you got a wife, you generally get packages to the house.
Yeah, but some people aren't streaming. Some people still have the box.
Yeah.
But let's say some people have a Fire Stick.
It's getting more confusing. A listener just said that the Mets-Phillies is on Fox tonight, and I Googled that. That says Fox as well. Fox is going to be busy tonight.
What are we doing here now? What?
Maybe they're doing a red zone situation where they'll go back and forth between Mets, Phillies.
Or maybe their Mets are on FS1, potentially.
Maybe that's what it is.
This just says regular Fox, not the tentacle, not the tentacle or scrotal sack of Fox FS1.
That's definitely a tentacle.
All right. Well
hold on.
What? What am I holding on for?
Finding sports on TV is not confusing at all.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's easy.
Well, I mean, all you have to do, if you have Prime, then you stream it on Prime. If you
don't, what I'm saying, but there is an over-the-air broadcast. And what
is there?
Channel is it on?
Are we sure?
There has to be.
There has to be. I don't know. When the Yankees are on Prime.
Hey, call the man with knowledge. That's who you got to call.
I'm going to tell you that.
Al.
You know what? I'm going to say that there isn't.
Like Al,
I've looked. I've got it all confirmed.
Okay.
On Fox 5 tonight at 8 o'clock, you've got Thursday Night Football.
All right.
On Channel 9, they're putting the Mets game is on Channel 9. Which is also owned by Fox.
Nine. But I remember, don't you remember the Mets used to always be on 9?
Love Channel 9 Mets.
Love Channel 9 Mets. WOR, right?
You know, about 10 minutes ago, Peter Schwartz texted me that exact information, and I just saw Peter Schwartz's name pop up on the phone. I just assumed he was asking for something for free, and I ignored the text. We could have avoided the last 5 minutes of tentacles and scrotal sacks and everything if I had just looked at that text. So I apologize, Peter. Next time, I'll take you more seriously.
In the 10th, Anthony Rizzo got them back in front with an RBI double to go up 2-1. In the bottom of the 10th, first and third and one out, and this is the play that everybody's talking about.
2-2, here's the pitch. Swing and a...
Whoa.
Oh, he swung on and missed. The bat flew into left field. Rodriguez off the bag, and they got him at third base. Wells threw to Chisholm. Rodriguez was leading too far off third following the strikeout, and it is a remarkable double play here in the bottom of the 10th.
You know, it was really Chisholm, the one that realized what was happening, because he was the one that got Wells' attention to throw it down to third base. That's
heads-up play.
Yeah, watch Chisholm on the
Chisholm.
Yeah.
Jazz. You call him what you want. Yeah. I'm going to call him Heady.
Hey, look at me. Let me see your eyes.
It's better. I did a half hour of the eye wash. I'll keep doing it. I'll be fine.
What do you think?
I think it looks better.
Does look better, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, all good. That Cintas safety cabinet, pretty good. Fully stocked.
That thing is loaded right now.
Fully stocked. So anybody that's sick.
Oh, don't say that, because, you know, everybody's going to be coming down there and going in there and stealing stuff.
Oh, it's not stocked. Sorry. They just have eyewash.
Gee, they have prednisone back there.
Here was Anthony Rizzo after the game with Susan. They clinch a playoff spot with that win. Obviously, the division to come, but we are so ready for October.
We're tested, and like I said, I think a lot of guys right now are really feeling it. Our bullpen's feeling it. Our starters are rolling, so it's been fun to be a part of.
And last night's starter was Nestor Cortez. Happy to start this deciding game, though he didn't factor in the decision because of the home run he gave up.
I feel good. I'm enjoying this win. I'm happy to be part of it. I knew today was special because I knew if we won, we would get in. And I put my best effort out there, and we came out on top.
I'll tell you why it sounds a lot different than he did a month ago, doesn't he? Remember when they...
Really, just a couple weeks ago, really, right? In Chicago.
Yeah.
Here was Soto. He was on Instagram Live doing I'm not sure what.
Body, 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 body.
I have no idea. But he was on Instagram Live. Chisholm was on Instagram Live. They all were having a big party.
None of these guys having sex on Instagram Live, though?
I don't think so. I don't believe so. Garrett Cole was a mess. He was with Susan.
Yeah, it feels, I mean, it feels really good.
Why are you dripping off your nose?
I have so much beer and champagne on me right now. It's a great cold plunge. It's a great cold plunge.
Whatever it is, they were celebrating, and good for them. They'll wrap things up in Seattle this afternoon. Clark Schmidt on the mound. Then they go to Oakland for the weekend. They lead the Orioles by 5 games now because, once again, Baltimore lost to San Francisco.
Conforto blasts one down the right field line. It is gone straight down the line, up over the big wall. Michael Conforto.
How about that? Remember Michael Conforto back in the day?
Of course, yeah.
Well, so the home run in San Francisco put them up 5-2. They would win 5-3. All right, we get to the Mets now at Citi Field. They've been playing really good baseball, looking to sweep the Nationals. And so last night, a big part in that as they did complete it. But before the game, there was news. Number one, Carlos Mendoza on Francisco Lindor.
This is continuing to be day to day, but we're going to have to put him through a series of exercises before we make a decision when he's ready to play.
So really gave you nothing. So you're probably right. Maybe he won't play this weekend.
And he
said he was
if I remember at the beginning of the week, we were talking about he was going to be ready by Thursday.
Thursday, that was the hope. Yeah, they said 3 to 5 days, hopefully Thursday, if not maybe Saturday or Sunday. That sounded very,
not Friday.
Who knows? What's this?
Thursday.
Or maybe Friday. Oh, boy, you're a pain in the ass today. The other thing.
A pain in the ass? Like you just said Thursday or Saturday and Sunday. So I guess not Friday.
No, it's not Friday. It's not Friday, okay? Won't be Friday. It's going to be Thursday, Saturday, or Sunday, okay?
Just
balloon head.
Why are you so upset?
I'm just kidding.
Is your eye hurting that bad?
No, my eye doesn't hurt at all, actually. It just looks ugly. The other news was Christian Scott. I never heard of this. Combined Tommy John ligament replacement surgery along with an internal brace. Could miss all of next year.
Could. He is out.
Well, the one article said that this procedure takes less time than regular.
Oh, this is like the speed bridge Achilles thing that Aaron Rodgers did.
Maybe. They called it a hybrid surgery. Some articles said he'll be back in 26. Others said he could be back sooner.
You know when he's not going to be back?
Friday. He will not be back Friday. Yeah. Maybe Saturday or Sunday, but not Friday.
Okay.
So then with Nolan Dorr, you got Luis Angel Acuna playing shortstop again. He did play a part in that 9-run inning and then capped the game for the Mets.
1-2 to Acuna. Breaking ball high in the air to deep left field. Wood going back onto the track at the wall. Gone! Luis Angel Acuna has homered for the second straight game.
Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
He's got that big bat, and it comes flying through the zone. I mean, man, did we get another one? Is there another one?
I mean, I'm just waiting for this guy to hit a home run that matters. That's all I'm looking for, you know? It's back-to-back games. Guys just tacking on. Let's see in a big moment here, kid. Joking.
I know.
You're looking at me. I'm kidding.
Listen,
Brandon Nimmo also homered at a 3-run homer to cap the 9-run fourth inning. Here was Nimmo not looking too far ahead. The Mets still 2 up in that wild card race for the third spot.
The guys are taking the challenge. A lot of the guys are thriving under the pressure. They're taking it on as a challenge and, you know, just trying to go 1-0 every day.
1-0 every day. Don't do too much. That's exactly right.
Stay within yourself.
Yes. I don't know if you saw the... when he scored from second base and Alonso almost ran up his ass, I don't know what he was doing at second base on the drive to right field. I figured who hit it. But
he went back to try to tag. Bad read.
There was a terrible read. But whatever, he did score just ahead of the tag. Here was Jose Quintana. He went 7 innings, 2-hit ball for the win. What was going and working so well?
Today it was a little different than the last 2 starts. I faced them. We're using more sinkers away and get like a lot of ground balls. So that works, and I keep using it. You know, that was really good for me.
Rotation has been outstanding. Hopefully they're ready for the Phillies starting tonight. Luis Severino takes on Taiwan Walker. The reason the Mets are still 2 up on Atlanta, the Braves beat the Reds 7-1. Also of note, you had the Brewers wrapping things up with a win over the Phillies.
And Stebbins is running and delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win.
And that is Bob Uecker with the call. They win. They win the division. That was Jake Bowers, the former Yankee, the game-winning hit. I mentioned Uecker, so they take the NL Central. He was a big part of the celebration at the nice young, tender age of 90. He then is on the field doing an interview with Bally Sports Wisconsin and the nice, attractive reporter that's there, as he would reveal how old he actually is and how he's feeling these days.
I don't even know now if I peed in my pants or if this is champagne.
That's phenomenal.
That is great, man. I mean, come on.
Very funny.
That is funny. Very it's funny. A 90-year-old guy still doing it with great, I mean,
and I'm telling you,
zest and everything else.
He's, watching some of the video, yes. They love this guy.
They
there.
Do, oh, of course. Why wouldn't you?
I agree.
Well, I mean, the fact, but the current team appreciates him and the history and loves the guy, which is awesome to see.
He said for 20 years he threw batting practice.
Really?
How cool is that?
I didn't know that.
Yes, until he realized he's a little too old to do it anymore. But yeah, 20 straight years, he said he threw batting practice every game. That's neat. I think that's kind of cool anyway. Week 3 of the NFL opens tonight with the Jets and the Patriots. I'm gonna go play, blow past this stuff because I want to get to a couple of other things. One, Will Levis of the Titans. So he is dealing with some tough days, as you can imagine. He had the horrendous throw and interception in Chicago. Then he had the whatever that lateral was in the Jet game. He had his coach asking him, what the bleep is he doing with the cameras rolling? Well, fair to say the fans have bombarded his phone with text messages.
Thing I'm actually doing today, like get a new phone number. I don't know how my number got out there to the fans, but I gotten a lot of texts. So that'll be nice to shut that part of life behind me. And I haven't opened social in the last couple of weeks. So, I just think that's the healthiest way to go about it. And I don't want to or care to see any things that people say about
no,
me.
You know, the deal is he's playing like Brett Favre, but without the touchdown passes and the excitement and the wins. So he's very loose with the football, and Brian Callahan is I'm surprised he didn't have a stroke last week.
He was close. He was close.
Snapping. I don't blame him because that's part of the responsibility of the quarterback is to protect the damn football.
This guy's phone is getting hacked left and right because apparently didn't his girlfriend that was next to him at the draft like was a video of some explicit stuff out there.
Is that true?
People think that it's Will Levis that she's with. Right. Anybody see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's out there as well. This guy's got a lot of stuff. Now, I don't know. Nobody knows if it's him, but I guess he's...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. And then you guys were talking about Adrian Wojnarowski and the idea of going and trying and taking one of these jobs and raising money and what NIL has become. So this was interesting. So Arkansas AD Hunter Yurecek was at the Little Rock Touchdown Club's weekly gathering where he spoke to Razorback alumni and fans. So the clips are a little long, but he really gives you a good insight into what NIL is like these days.
It has been terrible. It's been awful. NIL, the way it was intended, July 1st of 2021, that if a student athlete had a value to their name, image, or likeness, and there was a business product or service, like one of these many businesses up here, that wanted to use a student athlete to market their business product or service, well, they could receive compensation, valid compensation to do that.
And he said things were fine, things were going well, they were doing it the right way, but of course, things would go off the rails.
But in college athletics, we are our own worst enemy. And we find the loophole to every single rule in the rule book. And we found a loophole where we created these things called collectives.
And then it would go on to say how teams are basically just buying players and they're creating super teams.
And look what's going on at Florida State. They want DJ Ungalele to give back money that he got from the collective. Now, they're 0-3, and this was after last year's great season and missing out on the national championship playoff and everything else, and now they're getting ready to fire the coach, but it would cost Florida State $65 million to get rid of their coach.
Did he pronounce that right, Eddie?
Almost.
Close, right?
Whatever. You know what I was talking about. And stop just for one second.
Lele.
So yesterday, I interviewed Masai Russell. She is the one that won the 100-meter hurdles at the Olympics. Remember that really tight race? Right at the end, she wins.
No.
She was one of the first people involved in social media nil experience. So Olivia Dunn and the Cavender twins got a lot of publicity out there. This girl, Masai Russell, was one of the first, even before those, to make the most money with the nil deals when she was in college.
Mm.
And she's an incredible social media presence, and winning that gold medal only enhances it. But she took
total advantage of what was supposed to be the name, image, and likeness money that these players and these athletes were supposed to get.
Well, just lastly, he talks about how they can't compete with the top teams in the SEC because of the money they're raising. This was his idea.
If we could get 10,000 households across the state of Arkansas to give $100 a month, 10,000 households to give $100 a month all year long, we would be in the NIL game from a football perspective. It's that simple.
And that difficult.
And that much money.
It's that simple.
They can't even make $100 buy groceries nowadays. Hey, by the way, did you see what Tennessee is doing?
No.
Tennessee tacked on a 10% surcharge on their football tickets to pay their players.
Yeah, I did see that. That's going to be the norm.
Nothing surprises
me. I guarantee you everybody's going to do that now. Right? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Who was it? Mike Gundy that said put these QR codes?
Yeah, they put the QR codes on the helmets. But I think did the NCAA make them take the QR codes off the helmets?
Oh, they actually did it.
I think they were planning on doing it. I don't know if it ever went through. Mm. Then I heard that the NCAA was possibly outlawing it. But I don't know if the NCAA has any juice anymore.
No, this will put bigger targets on these kids' backs. It just will.
Well, yeah, but Deion
people knowing
that.
What's that?
Deion Sanders doesn't like that. He doesn't want you picking on his kids.
Well, you start making money like this, they're thought of as pros now. They're not college kids anymore.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.